Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to America Speaks Blog Talk Radio, where America gets to speak. My name is Paula Flo, your show hostess, and today I have three best friends joining me here, and they are Jordan Ryack, resident of California, Blake Hutchison, a resident of Ohio, and a new friend of ours, Farouk Robinson, a resident of Pennsylvania. Farouk is also here for the cause of ending USA school beatings, and each of our guests will tell you more about themselves throughout the show. Many of you that I have known that I have been leading the activism to end USA school beatings, going on 9 years now, lots of my listeners know how long I have dedicated my time, my life to having this poor practice banned. And I think it's clear that I will advocate for a ban until success, as AZOP has promised American school-age sons and daughters that we intend to remain faithful to this promise for their good and for their safety. Before the end of June 15th, success is possible for a ban with an increase of concerned citizens unifying to have this population protected under the law of the land. Working steady hours leading this campaign has been kept up all out-of-pocket funding, but we have now fallen behind in our rent, which is $7,880. And this amount is due by February 28, 2015. Later on in the show, Blake Hutchison will inform listeners of how to help by making a donation to the current activism that I am leading. The new one that's just starting up is called Sustain the Campaign for John and Jane. This is outdoor activism coming up during Black American History Month 2015, beginning February 17th in Waikiki, just two blocks from the Waikiki Police Department. We are all here as a team for the successful passage of U.S. Federal Bill Ending Corporal Punishment in Schools Act, a bill already in the hands of the appropriate U.S. congressional leader, that is John Klein, U.S. Education Committee Chairman. This bill was crafted by the lovely New York Representative Carolyn McCarthy. If one examines this bill closely, they will find that it is nothing more than the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution as it applies in schools for the protection of our school children and teenagers on continental America, the nation of Hawaii, and U.S. territories. So one at a time, we will each tell you about the need for ending corporal punishment in schools and our stand on this bill and what you can do to help, and how to contact each one of us. But before I go on, I would like to request that each of my guests, if you can put the cell phone on mute, there is some sound coming through that can be distracting. So when you're not speaking, if you would have it on mute, that would be appreciated. Thank you very much. I want to go ahead and just make sure everybody is on. Jordan, are you on the line?
I'm here with bells ringing.
All right. There you are. How about you, Blake? Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Farouk?
Absolutely. I'm here.
All right. Thank you so much. I have three gentlemen on the line with myself, and this is such a privilege because they are here to speak on behalf of this bill and their stand on it. And we're going to go ahead and, Jordan Ryack, why don't you again introduce yourself and tell us about yourself and your thoughts on this.
Okay. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Jordan Ryack, Executive Director of Parents and Teachers Against Violence in Education, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting children from abuse. I want to tell you about the work of my friend and colleague, Paula Flo, who founded the Hitting Stops Here in 2006. We're on the same team. She categorically rejects the standard double talk and misrepresentations that promote the so-called benefits of corporal punishment. Hitting is hitting. It does for a child's development exactly what wife beating does for a marriage. And she refuses to cave in to those who think and act otherwise. Clearly, Paula and I are good friends and close allies in this campaign. We share the same objectives. We strive to bring children under the cloak of the legal protection against assault and battery that applies to all other citizens. Now, we invite you to become a new member of our team. The details are not complicated. You can hear the basics. You can read the basics in my 16-page booklet, Plain Talk About Spanking, at www.nospank.net/pt2011.htm. Read it and share it with others. Let your friends and colleagues know that we'll send them a printed copy free of charge. All we need is a postal address, and Plain Talk will go out in the following day's mail. And anyone who has any suggestions as to how we can deliver our message more effectively and more widely, we hope to hear from them. That's what I have to say as my introduction, and I'm waiting to hear what your responses are. And I'll participate.
I'm trying to just catch my breath, Jordan. You're just so awesome in the friendship that we share. And for you to say those wonderful, lovely things and to clearly love children by your work and dedication for more than 30 years. And you're still here. You're right here on this show with us telling America this is something that is a poor practice. And I just want to thank you for being that kind of friend and for being the voice that our American sons and daughters are in great need of. This is something that can only grow worse, go wrong, and you're here to say that, and I thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and go into Blake now. Blake, if you could tell us about yourself and your Facebook page and websites and just things that, why you're here also with us.
Sure. I'm Blake Hutchison. I have a BA in film and video production from the University of Toledo, and I am the owner of the Sansevieria Media Group, which is currently based out of West Mansfield, Ohio. And, I'm a lifelong opponent of corporal punishment, both in the home and in the schools. And one of the reasons this is important to me, I was actually pulled out of public school in kindergarten because then Ohio was still a pupil-beating state. This was mid-80s. And the principal at the school where I attended, Mr. Wells, actually walked around the school with a paddle strapped to his belt like it was some sort of a trophy. And at least once a year, he would walk into a classroom and just paddle a random student. And although I was never one of the students that got it, witnessing it did probably traumatize me a lot more than I realized for a number of years. So my mom actually pulled me out of the public school because of that and other reasons. I've basically been opposed to the practice ever since, even though I was never actually paddled in school. I witnessed a couple, so I'm actually working on this documentary project for the Kidding Stops Here, because this practice is still, and although I'm given to understand there's pending bans in Missouri and Florida in the works, 19 U.S. states still allow the practice of school beatings to go on, and in 18 of those, all except Texas, they can do it even if the parents object. And then we have the Kidding Stops Here Facebook page, the Sansevieria Media Group Facebook page, and we've got a Kickstarter project underway for the documentary. And the biggest thing I can see right now is what is it that makes it more important now than ever for people to unite regarding this issue of abuse in schools that is still legal in a third of the states?
Mm-hmm. Can I answer that?
Sure.
To our listeners, he's saying, you know, why is it so important at this point in time that responsible American adults in sufficient numbers respond to Ending Corporal Punishment in Schools Act at this current time? And my response to that is, I am Paula Flo, Executive Director of the Hitting Stops Here, and this national organization is at the forefront of this movement. And a lot has been given and taken for having this bill in place. And it is something that must continue because it is comparably to other issues of children in America being abused and maltreated, some to the point of death, it is the smallest one. I always tell people CPS is a big problem, but school beatings, USA school beatings, fit inside of CPS's swimming pool. And that's a fact. CPS will be here to stay until there's legislation in place against them. And that legislation will be far more challenging to have show up for having them taken out. And here we have a bill already to say stop the beatings. I think that's a poor showing of Americans as members of We the People that our government is getting exposed left and right for their sexual inappropriate behavior with under 18-year-olds. And Jordan is getting older. I have been at this going on 9 years now. I am spent. I am tired. I will keep going for however long I have to and empowered to go on. But obviously, if Jordan Ryack and Paula Flo and now Blake and Farouk are the few behind something of this magnitude, which will interrupt the amount of abuse in schools, thus in our society, for just generations down, or it will pick up and there will be a more of an increase in child protective services because they're going to say, wow, look at that. They had a bill, it expired 3 times. They know that it's still available. Where We the People, if we want a bill to go through, we tell them to push it through. It's in line with the Constitution, or you're fired for committing treason, period. And until we take that stand, our children are in danger. And as I said, Jordan's tired, I'm tired, and we are not seeing people coming, grabbing this baton. We're not. Here we have Blake and we have Farouk, but they need us too. And they need everybody out there. So if it doesn't happen now, there's a very big chance it will, who knows when it may happen. Certainly not in the generation of your children, nor theirs. So that's why it's important to pay attention to this and get behind Ending Corporal Punishment in Schools Act.
One of the potential problems by leaving it as it stands right now, essentially, even though we're supposed to have this Constitution with all these rights, it seems as if it literally disappears the minute little Johnny sets foot on school property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly why people say, how come if I do this to my child at home, I can go to jail, but if his teacher does even worse, they don't, because the Constitution is in your house and it will be used against you. And we need it to be used for ourselves. And I'm going to go ahead to Farouk. Farouk, tell us about yourself and why you're here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Farouk Robinson. I'm a widower, father of six children. I'm a CEO of a community development program. It's dedicated to creating self-sufficient community. Our mission is to eradicate poverty through education, training, employment, and real estate. As a colored man holding my own, I am definitely a threat to the image that is portrayed for colored men being useless. My concern about our children being attacked is we were once those children. I asked my brothers and my sisters to come forward and come together to just create a village of support. This bill that Paula is fighting for is actually already written up. The only work that's asked to be done is voice, getting out there and holding your brother's hand, locking arms, and saying, hey, listen, our children are worth it. For Paula, I see so much promise in what you're doing, and Blake and Jordan, I really appreciate it. Because what we need to do is we need to stop allowing people who don't know what family is to dictate what family does. And that's basically what I have to say about this situation. Like, we have to just, you know, put on our bootstraps, tighten it up, start reading books, getting knowledge, and just treating each other the way we want to be treated, but because we have to lead by example.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very good. And Farouk, thank you for that. And I really respect this man. He's going through a lot. And on another show, he's going to share his entire story. But for now, Farouk, I wanted to find out, did you have any question for Jordan before we move on?
Oh, yes, Jordan. I wanted to ask you, what do you see in the far future if our society continues to allow this corporate abuse to go on?
Well, our prisons are going to stay filled. Our divorce courts are going to stay busy. And we're going to continue. We're going to face the same consequences that we've endured for years and years. It's time we stop doing what is destructive. And there's no argument about the destructivity of corporal punishment. It can't be defended. And no expert, no one who's informed even attempts to defend it. Hitting is hitting. It does for a child's development exactly what wife beating does for a marriage.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And again, I just want to remind our guests, if you're not on, if you have a lot of noise in the background and you would mute your phone, that'd be very helpful right now. Thank you. And let's see, I think I had a question for Jordan. Jordan, tell me, let's see, where is that question? I had a question for you. Well, one of my questions, Jordan, is could you give us one name, just one other name of one person in the fight that's not on the phone with us that you really respect?
Oh, my, there are a lot of them. There are so many. I got to pick one. Alice Miller.
Oh, she's deceased. But she, that's a good one. Now you get to pick one more. I think you were being sneaky, Jordan.
Oh, you're being sneaky. Let's see who's my second choice. I'm looking at my booklet here, where I've got a section called "What the Experts Say," and I want to look for the experts that are still alive.
Okay.
Boris Sidis. Now, maybe he's not. I don't know if he's. Well, let me read what he said. It's beautiful. As long as a child will be trained not by love but by fear, so long will humanity live not by justice but by force. As long as a child will be ruled by the educator's threat and the father's rod, So long will mankind be dominated by the policeman's club, by fear of jail, and panic of invasion by armies and navies. And he said that a long time ago. He said that in 1919, so I don't think Boris Itis is still around. But listen to what John Locke said in 1692.
Okay.
And if he were alive today, I would rope him into our midst immediately. Slavish discipline makes a slavish temper. Beating them and all other sorts of slavish and corporal punishments are not discipline fit to be used in the education of those who would have good, wise, and ingenuous men. John Locke, some thoughts concerning education. He wrote that in 1692 in his book, Some Thoughts Concerning Education. Roger Ascham, tutor to Queen Elizabeth I, chide not the pupil hastily, for that will both dull his wit and discourage his diligence, but admonish him gently, which shall make him both willing to amend and glad to go forward in love and hope of learning. Let the master say, here ye do well, for I assure you there is no such whetstone to sharpen a good wit and encourage a love of learning as his praise. In my opinion, love is fitter than fear, gentleness better than beating, to bring up a child rightly in learning. Roger Ascham said that in 1570.
Wow,
he was a tutor
that's
to
so
Queen
awesome.
Elizabeth I.
Wow. Jordan, thank you so much for sharing that. And you know what? I want to ask you one more question, and then I'm going to bring Blake back on. Blake is going to explain to our listeners how you could help. I do need a roof over my head. I do believe that I'm worthy of even a nickel. If enough people sent just a nickel who care about this case, I would be able to cover my rent. But Blake will tell you more. But Jordan, I have this question for you. And that background noise is there again, so I'm not sure what that is, but if we could be on mute, that'd be great. Jordan?
Yes, I hear you. Yes, I hear you.
This is my question for you, Jordan. If you had about 30 seconds to speak directly to... Okay, there's still background noise, and I just want to just stop just for a second to give that person a chance. Are you there, Farouk?
Yes, I'm here.
Farouk? Okay, are you able to put your phone on mute?
My phone has been on mute.
Okay, all right. Blake, is your phone on mute?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's interesting. There's just this sound that keeps going on, but
Paula, I'll change
machines.
My telephones to a different instrument that has a mute
button. No, Jordan, that's okay. Well, this is great. Let's move on because I don't want to run out of time, but my question is simple, but I really want people to hear you very clearly. And what my question is, Jordan, is if you had just 30 seconds to speak to John Klein. John Klein is our U.S. Education Committee chairman. He has the bill ending corporal punishment in schools act in his hands right now as I speak. All he has to do is take it to the House floor of the present 114th Congress, introduce it, get it through, help it through Senate, and get it on Obama's desk and have it signed. That's all we need right now. And we've had bills go through just as quickly as that. And so... if you had a moment to speak to John Klein right now about ending USA school beatings, what would you say to him? You have 30 seconds.
I would say, John Klein, get yourself in gear. We've got to protect the children from being physically abused. If someone said didn't like the way you performed your work and they hit you with a stick, you'd call 911. They'd be arrested within minutes and charged. But when it's done to your grandson or your granddaughter, nothing happens. They're in the clear. The perpetrator is in the clear. We want to give all the victims the right to redress, and we want to protect the children. I think that's what I would tell him.
You heard it, John Klein. That was straight from Mr. Jordan Ryack, world-renowned child activist for more than 30 years. And he and I have all sent information to your office. I've delivered it to your Minnesota office. I've delivered it to your second Minnesota office. I've delivered it to your Washington, D.C. office. And what do I receive in return but silence? So now you've heard from Jordan Ryack. And so with that, Jordan, thank you so much for expressing that. And I would like, Blake, if you would tell people how they could help so we could get this bill through without my having to compromise working and using those hours to make money to pay my rent when I need these hours to bring this to fruition that our children, our sons and daughters, are so urgently waiting for. So, Blake, go ahead. Thank you.
Well, first of all, obviously you want to be calling 202-225-2271 and ask Congressman Klein to reintroduce and sign the Ending Corporal Punishment in Schools Act. Do this every day. If you can get yourself on video with a mobile phone doing it, even better. Post it on YouTube. Get the word out there. But the other thing that can be done right now to help sustain this campaign, if you can mail even say a nickel or a dime, or better yet a dollar or even more, the more the better, to Paula Flo, P.O. Box 663, Waimanalo, Waimanalo, Hawaii.
That's correct.
Postal code HI 96795, or yes.
Correct.
96795. And there will also be a link on the Sanseveria Films website with further details within the next 24 to 48 hours regarding further options toward helping sustain the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So if people go to sanseveriafilms.com, SanseveriaFilms.com, and click on the Hitting Stops Here, the motion picture. There will be links for sustaining the campaign, again, within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. And so, on the next show coming up here on America Speaks Blog Talk Radio, I will be sharing our calendar. Again, beginning February 17th, I will be campaigning 24/7 outdoors until two things happen, or at least one of them. I have enough money to pay my rent so I can continue this fight. I need a roof over my head. And once this is caught up, we will remain caught up, I'm sure. Let's see, Farouk, did you want to tell people what it feels like to be the prototype if you were just 25 years younger? You'd be getting it.
For me, if I was to look and think about being these children, it would definitely be something that creates I don't know. I couldn't imagine being abused by a teacher and having to go home and not have my parents fight for me. To know that all it takes is an adult to stand up and say, hey, listen, it's wrong for you to disrespect and beat our children. I look at today and I look at the way our children are acting wild, and I watch these parents and these adults say how lost our children are. And I say this, look in the reflection of the mirror. They're only lost because you are. If they knew that they had someone to take care of them and to fight for them, do you think they would wild out? They're literally being hung out to dry. So
yes.
In retrospect to what you're saying, I have to get in this fight because it's not about me. It's about our future. And if we don't stand up for our future, hey, well, then we're all going to be in the past.
That's right. That's right. Farouk, I couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much for joining us. Blake, thank you. And Jordan Ryack, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
I'm delighted
with
to help.
That, Thank you, Reverend. And
thank
with that,
you.
I'm going to close. Oh, you are so welcome.
And Paula, I'm going to ask you this before you go.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
What are some of the responses that you get from our colored, you know, brothers when you're putting this fight on their desk and in their face? What are some of our brothers saying?
Oh, wow. That's a real great Black American history moment question. When I bring this issue to Black American men and I say they're beating our children, the number one target is Black boys, the number two is Black girls, it's also Native Americans, and I give them the breakdown, but I'm talking to a Black American man saying they are beating our Black boys and girls just as they did our ancestors on our slave plantations of that time. And most of the responses I get are, they probably deserve it. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and close out. Thanks for asking that question. And to our listeners out there, share this message with your friends and help. Get on board with us. Thank you for joining us here on America Speaks Blog Talk Radio, where America gets to speak. Bye-bye now.